Hello, everyone. Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm Jesse Steele. It is April 5th. It's been a short news day, but that's great because just this morning we debuted our second episode of Just a Minute with Amy Smith. And this week we were talking to First District candidate Jeff Gabriel for Inyo County Supervisors. So that's great because we don't have a whole lot of news. I can just run the entire thing. So you'll get to hear Jeff's stance on what he thinks about running for supervisor means, what his intentions would be to help out. I'll give you a quick hint. It is add better broadband services as well as more flights from the airport. So those are two things we all can get behind big time. So first, I would like to read, unfortunately, an obituary, and then we are going to cut to Jeff Gabriel. Bob Johnson passed away peacefully in his sleep March 19th. Bob was born July 26, 1930 in Middletown, Connecticut, and was the middle child of three siblings. It was during those years that he developed his passion for the outdoors. After he completed high school, he enlisted in the United States Marine Corps and served 20 years as an aircraft mechanic. Bob was a veteran of both the Korean and Vietnam Wars and achieved the rank of captain before being honorably discharged in 1972. During his time in the military, Bob met and married Bert, his wife of 53 years. Shortly after he completed his military service, Bob was hired as a carrier for the United States Postal Service and transferred to Bishop, where he lived for the rest of their lives and raised their two children. Bob was known as the whistling mailman in Bishop and retired from the Postal Service after working there for 20 years. Bob had many hobbies that he shared with his family and friends. He enjoyed hunting and fly fishing and could be found in the wild trout section of the Owens River, teaching his kids, grandkids, and many different friends how to fly fish. He enjoyed gardening in the summertime and would often share his crops with neighbors. He also enjoyed woodworking, making holiday crafts that were painted by Bert and the rest of the hospital auxiliary for sale as part of the annual holiday boutique. For the last 2 years of his life, Bob's daughter Sandy was able to move in with him, and they were both blessed to spend this time together. Bob was preceded in death by his wife, Bert. He was survived by his two children, Sandy and Bob Jr., their spouses, Ray and Beth, and grandchildren, Reynaldo, Bailey, Randy, and Brandon. Bob's family would like to thank all of Bob's friends and neighbors for all of the great memories and stories that we have to share for making Bob and Bert's lives so wonderful for the last 50 years. There will be no memorial services for Bob. The family requests that any remembrance be sent in the form of donations to the Northern Inyo Hospital Auxiliary. Well, he sounds like a pretty amazing guy. After I posted this, I had someone tell me that they used to watch him tie flies, and he was one of the best. So that's very, very cool. Sounds like a good life, and hopefully he's whistling a tune up in heaven. The whistling mailman, that's funny. Okay, so we are going to move on from here. Right after we talk about where I ate lunch today. Take a guess. You're going to guess Copper Top or Astorgas, aren't you? Well, you're half right. It was Astorgas, and it was fantastic, like usual. Such a great restaurant. If you're looking for the best Mexican food, you go to Astorgas. You want the best margarita? Astorgas. Everything just is better. I don't know if it's the environment or what. I just like it there. Like, you can get a Mexican soda, like a Mexican Coke or Sprite, anywhere else, and it's good. But if you get it at Astorgas, it tastes better. I don't know why. I can't tell you that one, but that's absolutely true. You can go try it. But hey, 760-872-3849 for takeout. You can go to AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com, and from there you can order your food, you can order a drink, they'll have it ready for you when you show up. You can bolt with that and just take it home. Awesome. But like I said, the environment's worth being in, so it's pretty cool. So head over to Astorgas and check that out. So let's head over to the Just a Minute with Amy Smith. I forgot the name there for a second. I wanted to say Last Minute, and I was like, no, it's not Last Minute. What is it? It's Just a Minute with Amy Smith. Very great show with Jeff Gabriel, again, First District supervisor candidate. And he has a lot of political experience, and so he kind of goes over that and what he would like to see in our county if elected.
Thank you for joining Eastern Sierra Now's Just a Minute with Amy Smith. I'm your host, Amy Smith, and today we are meeting with Jeff Gabriel. Jeff Gabriel, current executive director of the Eastern Sierra Interpretive Association, is running for First District Supervisor in Inyo County. We've given each candidate in our area running for public office the opportunity to sit with us and answer questions that we feel showcase how these candidates will relate with you, the voter, if elected. We believe in offering a fair and balanced platform for all candidates to campaign. Each candidate is given the same questions and will be offered the same amount of time, 1 minute, to respond to each question. A quick reminder to our viewers and the voters of the Eastern Sierra, we'll be doing a follow-up interview in the coming weeks with Jeff Gabriel, asking questions sent in by you. If you have a question for any candidates or all candidates in general, email them to info@easternsierranow.com. Now, before we get going, please like and subscribe to all Eastern Sierra Now social media and hit the bell notification on YouTube to make sure that you don't miss any of this season's candidate interviews. All right, get that timer on the screen because we're giving Jeff Gabriel just a minute. First off, thank you so much for coming on Eastern Sierra Now. Jeff, it is a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you for coming on the show. So, Jeff, why have you decided to run for First District Supervisor?
Well, my part is to be able to help those who are the constituents of District 1, to be able to provide that opportunity for them to be able to prosper and for them to be able to have the affordable housing and employment. So my desire is to be able to be that helper, to be the person to be able to help them out.
Great. And what do you feel is our community's biggest challenge, and how would you address that challenge if elected?
So there are many challenges any community has, and Inyo County is by no more unique than any other. But infrastructure, and probably one that plays a big heavy hand, is fire, and making sure that we have the right response that happens in the district with regard to not only the county, but within the district, to be able to help protect the homes and property of those who are homeowners. The other part that needs to be important is broadband communications. We are close to having it completed, but we really need to get it done and completed. And I think the other big part is the airport, which is a part of District 1. And it is so great to be able to hear the news that starting in June, we're at least going to have a flight from San Francisco to Bishop and back to San Francisco. So again, intensifying that opportunity to be able to continue having an airport here in Inyo County.
Great, thank you. How necessary do you feel community development is? And do you feel that Main Street and Inyo County as a whole is healthy and successful?
So it is important to have a healthy Main Street, but that is the responsibility of the city of Bishop. But one thing that the county has been provided, and it just was announced that's beginning, is the Business Resource Center, which is the platform for those who are wanting to start a business, those who currently have a business, to be able to find the information that they need to be successful, which gets back to having the right kind of jobs and having the opportunity for people to have the affordable housing.
Thank you. And if elected, what 3 steps would you take to improve education and educational opportunities for our community members?
Well, again, the education component is managed by Barry Simpson at the Inyo County Board of Education. So, but the thing that the county has been able to provide and certainly can do is to help augment what things they might be doing. And one of it is after school program that was been provided by the county to help in the programs that are offered by the Inyo County Education. So I think working in tandem with them to be able to help provide the right type of platform for those who are in school or maybe out of school to be able to enhance their ability to be more marketable as an employee or as in developing their own business.
Great. And how would you plan to involve residents in the decision-making process for our community?
Well, the great thing about our form of government is that you represent an individual, not because an individual has their own beliefs and values, but they represent that of their constituency. And so there has to be a little bit of trust, but at the same part is being open to your constituents to be able to find that information that you need to be able to make the right decision for everyone.
Great. And how would electing you to represent our community directly benefit our community members?
I think probably the biggest thing that I bring as an asset is the ability of working with many different government agencies from federal, state, local, as well as many of the businesses in town. One of the things as coming to Bishop that I wanted to know coming from an area that, you know, very rural being in Kansas, is that you have to become a part of your community. And so that was my biggest part as I arrived in Bishop was to become a part of the community. So I've tried that as much as I can. There's more that I need to know and more people I need to meet. But that certainly is what I think will bring to the table of that ability to work across different diversity of people and businesses and government.
And what do you currently appreciate about the community that you wish to represent? And what are some of your favorite local activities?
I would probably say the biggest value of of Inyo County and Bishop, in particular in the surrounding area, is the friendliness. And so very receptive and open to people who might not necessarily have grown up here, but are welcoming into the community. And I think that's a big positive. And so it makes an honor to be able to represent that type of unique characteristic that this community has. Mm-hmm. Things I enjoy to do is what's so beautiful about this area is the hiking. I enjoy to do photography. And the special is gardening as a part of the Inyo Monom Master Gardeners and being a part of the community and demonstration plot there in City Park. And it just not necessarily in the community, what I enjoy to do is woodworking. So enjoy that as a hobby.
Jeff, thank you so much for your time today. I mean, we wish you all the best of luck, and thanks for being on the show with
You're
us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gabriel, running for District 1 Supervisor in Inyo County. I'm asking for your support in my candidacy. Go to jeff1inyo.com. Again, thank you for your support.
We hope this show helps you to make an informed decision when placing your vote. If you, our viewers, would like to offer suggestions or comment, please email us at info@easternsierranow.com. We'd also like to extend an invitation to all those who have thrown their hats in the ring and are running for public office. Please email us at info@easternsierranow.com to set up an interview. Please go to Eastern Sierra Now for more information, and we ask that our YouTube watchers like and subscribe to stay informed on local politics and so much more. Also, don't forget to subscribe to our email list on easternsierranow.com for up-to-the-minute local news. Thank you for watching. Get out and vote. This has been Just a Minute with Amy Smith on Eastern Sierra Now.
Okay, thank you for that, Jeff, and thank you for that, Amy. Great job producing that show and putting it together, and we can't wait to see more. If you are a candidate for something or you have connections with one and you want to see your time up on the big screen like that, then you need to reach out to me at info@easternsierranow.com. We can set up a date for you to shoot, and I will be right there, and I'll probably have your show done the same day. And then once you have that, you can use that for your candidacy and your promotions. You can use this to put out for wherever you want. I could care less. I just want to see it done. I want to see people get the chance to meet all of our local candidates and make wise, informed decisions. Because, like, the first time I voted was when Arnold was running for governor of California, and I decided I was going to vote for Arnold because if you put them in a cage match, Arnold would be able to pull the other guy's head off. So what I'm trying to say is that's not the best way to vote, so I'm trying to repent a little bit from my previous errors and get all of the knowledge and wisdom out there for people so they can actually listen to the candidates and vote for the right person, not the Mad Max style Thunderdome version. Okay, we are going to call that for the day. Thank you all so much for listening. I'd like to just give a quick shout out here to our patrons: Allison, Sam, Fran, Tiffany, Tomatohead, D, Ida, Deborah, Valerie, and Margaret. Thank you so much. If you want to get on to Patreon to help support local news, go to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow. And remember, we're really trying to push our email numbers right now. We're about to get to 1,000, and we want to hit that 1,000 mark. So if you could head over to EasternSierraNow.com, right-hand side, just put in your email in the box there and hit subscribe. That's the best, not only because I'm trying to get 1,000, but what you're going to get is every time a news story is posted, you're going to get an email about it. That way you never miss anything that's happening, entertainment-wise, information, news. Doesn't matter what it is. I'm posting it all, baby. All right. That's going to be it for today, and we will talk to you tomorrow.